Rusty Quill presents.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, quick plugs. I am still streaming over on Twitch at twitch.tv/woebegonepod, where every Sunday I write that week's episode soundtrack and then we hang out and play a video game. This next Sunday is the last Sunday before the season 13 finale. Last season finale, when people donated, I would read an out-of-context quote from the upcoming episode, and that was a lot of fun, so I might try to do that again. And if that sounds fun to you, check that out at twitch.tv/woebegonepod. And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon at patreon.com/woe_begone, where you can get early access to ad-free episodes, instrumental, soundtrack albums, Q&As, director's commentaries, movies with Michael, postcards, and more. This week, I would like to shout out the Q&As. A little while ago, I put out the March Q&A, where I answered questions for over an hour. So if you would like to listen to that, or you would like to ask me questions, sign up at the $2 and up level. Again, that is patreon.com/woe_begone. Special thanks to my 10 newest patrons. Benjamin Watterson, Aiden Devlin, Quister, Samuel Meyerhofer, Colin Hawken, Daddy Longleg, Lix Apple, I Monogatari, Mukar, and Cal Lizardson for supporting the show. Enjoy.
Thank you. All right, the trail itself is going to end here, but we're going to go off onto that little desire path there. So you're going to want to turn left.
Excuse me, Chris. What the fuck is a bleft?
Sorry, Mike Walters gave me brain worms. Bleft is like left, but... Like, look, see where the grass is trampled down over there? That's bleft. That's where you're going. Jeez, watch out! Watch where you're going! That bridge could have decapitated me!
Alright, passenger princess. Are you the
passenger
one in the driver's
princess?
Seat?
Really?
No. You
I
a professional?
Have a car.
No! Did you get your own patrol car? Back it over? No! In fact, you're the one who asked me to drive, so just sit back and let Ing Sifu show you how it's done.
You shouldn't be going this fast. There's barely enough room between the trees, and we're trying to be quiet and inauspicious. That's why I brought us out here in the first place.
Yeah, right. If you wanted me to go slow, then you shouldn't have let me take off the speed inhibitor.
You pointed a rocket launcher at me!
Oh, womp womp, you big fucking baby. Like I was gonna shoot you with it. Rest assured, Chris, you have nothing to fear from the rocket launcher unless you're a refrigerator, a tree, or Ty Betteridge.
Well, there aren't any Ty's Betteridge out here, and that's why I brought you out here. And if you quit making so much noise, we won't attract any. He doesn't come out here very often.
Ooh, fuck yeah. Are we scheming? Is this a ditch and bitch? Go ahead then. Dish the dish, bitch.
I mean, I didn't bring you out here just to see the beauty of nature. Look around, Marissa. Do you notice anything off? Like, something that you wouldn't expect?
Nope. These are the woods outside the compound, same as they ever were. I've been out here a few times with the rocket launcher, actually. Don't ask me how I got my hands on it, but the guy who gave it to me said, "That dang thing will take down a whole tree, pard." I'm in a giant crater. Speaking of, where is that thing? I want to put a flag on it.
That crater might not be here. Do you notice anything else?
Yeah, I noticed you're asking a fuck ton of questions for someone who clearly wants to tell me something. Come on, man. I'm all ears.
This isn't the same forest outside the compound. It's not the same forest that you fired a rocket launcher into.
Man, come on. I grew up with three brothers. You can't pull that shit on me. Look, I'm pretty sure I know how to recognize a forest, especially when I blow shit up in it all the time. We went out the side door of the compound, and the forest was right there. We've been driving through it the entire time. You didn't transport us anywhere. In fact, I can still see the compounds through the trees. This is the same forest.
We're not even outside. We never left the compound. Welcome to the greenhouse, Marissa.
This isn't a greenhouse. That's not what a greenhouse is. Greenhouses are big glass domes with plants and a million bugs in them. I don't grow birch trees in a greenhouse.
It's a code name more than anything. We are in a dome. Sort of. We are in a perfect iteration of the forest outside the compound. It looks and feels exactly like leaving the compound through the side door and going outside. But it's a climate-controlled dome, just like the dome that they had us in, except much larger and way more sophisticated. I work here. That's my job at the compound. It's sort of like being a patrol officer at Over, but mostly my job is to just observe the forest and report on anything that, quote, hinders verisimilitude. That's the compound terminology for it. Verisimilitude. The compound tinkers with stuff, and I report if I notice.
Oh, shit. Where do I sign up? I want to walk around and do nothing all day.
The compound decided it would be the best fit for me. I mean, I was a game warden for 2 years.
Oh, fuck off. You were not.
Why is that how everyone responds when I bring it up? I know that I told you. I told everyone. It's not like I'm hiding it. It's one of the first things that came up anytime I met someone at Over. Hey, my name's Chris. I'm new here. I used to be a game warden. Do you seriously not remember me telling you this? We were in the cafeteria. I remember it specifically.
A game warden? No, sorry, I don't see it.
You probably just weren't listening. You were probably just busy talking about how you were gonna shoot that bear.
Hell fucking yeah, that thing was my arch nemesis. If you were really a game warden, shouldn't you have been trying to stop me or whatever?
As I was saying, this dome is a perfect recreation of the forest on the outside of the compound. They use it for a whole bunch of experiments. Weather stuff, botanical experiments, defensive maneuvers, stuff like that. Usually, that means making a big mess of some kind and then trying to conceal it, which is an experiment in and of itself. Most of my job just entails noting any oddities and discrepancies that they accidentally leave behind.
Ty's too Betteridge to do his own dirty work, huh? They give the grunt work to the baby man?
Pretty much. You're right that Ty rarely goes out into the forest. And that's why I brought us out here. I don't think he cares much for the forest. It's too dirty. Oh, by the way, sometimes it rains mud for a few minutes. They're working on fixing that, but it does still happen from time to time. So if that starts, we're just going to need to head back, because trust me, you do not want to be caught in the middle of that. But unless there's a mud storm, this is somewhere that we can talk in private. I wanted to talk about Ty.
Oh, thank God. Me too. All right, we need to get this Ty-shaped monkey off our backs like yesterday and go back to working for Edgar. He's killing me.
Things are definitely more strange than usual. Have you noticed more than one Ty giving you orders?
Oh God, I hope not. One's already enough. That's their whole deal, though, right? They're all supposed to be the same person with the same thoughts across all their iterations or whatever. Like the anti-Mikey and anti-Key, unlike Walters.
So that's supposed to be their whole deal, but it seems like they're getting worse at it. There are at least two Ties who are giving me orders in the greenhouse. A few days ago, one came up to me and said, "Chris, take extra precaution to lock up the greenhouse tonight. There has been an increased threat level." And then he chastised me for wearing shorts on the job, which was super annoying because it was hot outside. So I went back to my apartment and changed, and then when I got back, a different Ty approached me and said, "Chris, we have high-level personnel visiting this evening. Please leave the keys to the greenhouse on your desk when you leave."
Mm-hmm. And which teacher did you obey, teacher's pet?
I mean, I didn't think that they were two Ties at the time. I thought he just changed his mind. It wasn't until I played the conversations back in my head later that I noticed that the second Ty was different. I don't know, there was something more forceful. A sinisterness about him? Like I should have been scared of him.
They're all sinister, Chris. And they're all far beneath your respect. If you find yourself scared of one of them, just call him a dipshit and punch him in the face.
Is that what you do?
No, Charlie would get really mad at me. But I should! I should punch him in that smug face of his because he's got me working on a super nuke, and I don't even get to see it up close! Like, what the fuck? Let me at it!
Fuck, I mean, at least they got you doing something in your field of expertise.
I'm a glorified intern. It fucking sucks. One time, Felix asked me to go get him coffee from the break room. Do these hands look like they know how to make good coffee? I'm supposed to be building weapons and tanks and shit. But no, Ty says that I don't have the requisite experience to actually work on the super nuke. I have to help the people that actually get to do the cool work. Ugh. It's just like when they wouldn't let me patrol Tier 2 and over.
In their defense, I don't think that your experience extends to building a time travel super weapon.
Yeah, what would you know?
You know how to build conventional weapons, and when base needed something, you always knew a guy who knew a guy. I don't think the compound has much need for illegally acquired tanks.
Well, not anymore. They have a fucking super nuke. You know, I'm starting to think that this is some seriously bad news. Like, wipe out the dinosaurs level bad news. Do you think Ty Betteridge wiped out the dinosaurs?
I'm assuming there's a time travel component.
Well, from what I can tell, it can be pointed at entire timelines. Like, remember when we were in the timeline where H killed Mikey? What if instead of doing that, he could have made it so that there were no timelines where Mikey existed? I don't know about you, but I think it'd be pretty fucking hard to get back something that never existed in the first place. Like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but needles don't exist in this world. I'd have better luck finding Troy's single brain cell. It would make it impossible to find him and drag his sorry ass back into the present. But hey, what the fuck do I know? I tried slamming all their jargon into the compound internet and all I got was a 4-0 fuck you.
I mean, I guess we should be happy about that? We work for the compound now, and the compound having access to that is good for us, maybe?
That's bullshit and you know it.
I do. And it makes it an especially bad time for there to be this evil Ty running around giving contradicting orders. Dissent among the ranks increases the likelihood that your super nuke is going to go off in the wrong time at the wrong place.
Yeah, quick correction. They're all the evil Ty. You're going to have to be more specific.
Evil Ty is the worst one. All the Ties are evil. There's no discussion there. But evil Ty is the most evil. And I'm receiving more contradicting orders every day. It's like he's gaining a foothold. Have you noticed any contradictions like that?
Not contradictions, I don't think, but it does seem like the super nuke is almost ready. The engineers keep talking about endgames and potential use cases and my childhood flimbobble, whatever the fuck that means.
What the hell is a flimbobble?
If I ever find out, it'll be entirely against my will, I'm sure. But hey, I can see where this is going. Look at you, taking the initiative. I'm proud of you, buddy. You brought me out here to tell me that we need to stop being little wage slave peons to Evil Ty and start hatching a plan for base to become independent again, once and for all. We'll steal the super nuke and a couple of tanks on the way out, and all of the other time travel organizations will have to answer to us from now on.
Close. My plan was actually to see if we can find the mole and rat him out to the other Ties before he can do any more damage. And if we lead the other Ties to Evil Ty, maybe they'll reward us.
And we'll lock all of the Ties into the greenhouse. And then we'll turn on the mud rain. And then we'll transport a bunch of bears in there and see who wins in a fight to the death. Are you with me, Chris?
Look, I think the best course of action would be to see if we can track down Eviltai. I think if we had some access to surveillance, then we could maybe tell them apart. We could see where Eviltai came from and where he goes after he gives his orders. And we could see what happened that night when I left the greenhouse gate unlocked. According to Mikey, there's this surveillance equipment in the trunk thing, and we could start there. Except I have no clue how to get there, so we're gonna have to ask him.
Oh, man, Mikey, really? Wasn't this supposed to be a successful mission?
I don't want to rope Mikey into this, Marissa, but we need him if we're gonna get into the trunk. And he's not that bad. Okay, he is, but he probably won't get us killed. Maybe himself, but probably not us. Also, you need to turn left or you're gonna drive us directly into the river.
I'll drive us into the river if I damn well please. Now hold on to your butts and get ready to swim.
Marissa, come on. Marissa!
Marissa! Chris! Hi, it's so good to see you.
Good to see you too, Edgar.
Yeah. Good to see you, Edgar. Listen, we're here on important business. Is your dumbass boyfriend home?
We have a problem, and Mikey might be able to help us with it.
Funny you should say that. I'm looking for him too. It's his day off. Normally he spends his time off on the couch watching movies, but he wasn't there when I got back.
No idea where he went?
Clearly, he is trying to be as inconvenient as possible.
He didn't tell me that he was going somewhere. I called him and asked him where he was, and he said something cryptic and hung up.
What did he say?
Something cryptic. He literally said, "Sorry, babe, I'm doing something cryptic. Don't wait up."
Well, call him back and tell him this cryptid hunter is about to put a cryptic boot up his ass.
His phone is off, unfortunately. I'm not surprised that he's gotten into something, but he's been acting peculiar since yesterday afternoon.
Oh, God, not you two. Okay, you're gonna have to be more specific than that. This is Mikey we're talking about. Isn't peculiar his normal MO?
Last night, he snuck another iteration of himself into the apartment. He tried to hide it from me, but I noticed immediately. I pretended not to see him. I don't know why Mikey Bear would try to hide something like that from me. He knows that I would never report him to Ty, no matter what he was doing. He kept up the charade all night. He kept saying he was going to the bathroom, and then he would disappear into the spare room for a few minutes. I think he hid the other iteration in our spare closet. I heard the other iteration eating chips in there in the middle of the night when I got up to use the bathroom.
Classic Mikey.
Is the other iteration still here?
No, they both left this morning after I left for work. All that's left is a pile of potato chip crumbs.
As long as you're not ratting people out to Ty, we have a problem we could use your help with.
Snitches get stitches, Edgar. Stitches and a rocket to the face. You wouldn't rat us out to Ty, would you?
Marissa, you have to stop bringing that thing places. Where did you even pull that out from?
Hey, it works, don't it?
I wouldn't dream of reporting you to Ty, Marissa. My loyalty is to base, above the compound. What is the problem?
Have you noticed anything weird at your job this week, Edgar?
And on that note, what even is your job anyway?
I work in the front office of the tracing department. It's similar to what I did when I worked in 116E at Over.
Have you noticed any contradicting orders? Like Ty giving you an order and then minutes later suddenly telling you to do something else?
Now that you mention it, normally all of the documents that I file get duplicated and put into storage so that there's a record of everything. But I was instructed to shred some documents this week. There's a protocol for shredding documents. I usually send the files to another department who inspect the documents and then shred them. But Ty wanted me to shred these documents right there inside of the tracing department. That's not completely unheard of, but it's mostly done in case of emergency. I'm not sure what emergency was going on. It happened suddenly after hours. I was an hour late for getting home to make dinner for Mikey Bear.
Of course, he doesn't cook.
Oh, you don't want him to cook, trust me. Ask Jam if you don't believe me.
I don't let Mikey Bear bring tuna into the house anymore.
Does that sound like your evil Ty, Chris? The one who made him shred the documents?
I mean, maybe, but that doesn't sound super evil on its own.
Alright, Edgar, here's the skinny. Chris has spent the last several weeks fucking around outside inside a fake forest from the outside on the inside of the compound, and he's noticed something weird going on. Did you know that's his job? He gets to play in the woods all day.
That makes sense. You were a game warden before you went to work for Over, right, Chris?
There we go. See, Marissa, everyone knows that about me because I told
them. Anyway, and one day an evil iteration of Ty comes along and tells him to leave the forest unlocked, probably so that someone else can get in at night. That's a big red flag, right? So we want to know what happens in the greenhouse. Something juicy is going on in there. Maybe that's where they're planning on testing the super nuke.
The super nuke?
Yeah, you heard me. That's what they're making over at my job. Yeah, I work with the super nuke. It's pretty cool, but, you know, it's actually not that big a deal. I hear they only ask the coolest of badasses to work there. So, I guess that makes me like the Oppenheimer of the compound.
Marissa, I don't think you want to be Oppenheimer.
What are you talking about? I just watched the movie about him and it was cool as fuck. Man can rock a pair of skates like no one's business.
I watched that movie with Mikey, actually. We both fell asleep on the couch halfway through, though.
I think Marissa might have fallen asleep halfway through, too.
That's beside the point. Anyway, shit's going down in the greenhouse. That means we need access to the security cameras, and your dipshit tuna-eating boyfriend knows how to get to the junk in the trunk. So we're gonna need him to take us on a little tour so we can see what the hell's going on around here.
Unless, Edgar, you know how to get into the trunk?
I don't know how to get into the trunk. Mikey Bear told me about it, but he didn't tell me how to get there. I know that there was a way to get there from the dome, but I don't think that we could get back in there undetected. They might have disabled all the life support systems. It might not even be suitable for human life anymore. Or they could have torn it down.
Ah, oh, what? I wanted the blowtorches out of there. Man, they can't tear it down.
I can't help you get into the trunk. You could wait for Mikey to come back, but I don't know how long you would have to wait. I got the impression he will be gone for a while. I could put on some tea, if you're willing to be here a while.
I think we should get this done ASAP. We already started on the plan, and it's a propagation risk if we stop and wait.
I'm not so sure that the trunk is a good idea anyway. According to Mikey, Outlaw Ty almost got captured after another Ty discovered him in the trunk. I don't think it's safe to show up there without a plan.
There is one other option, but Marissa isn't gonna like it.
Don't you dare.
We could get my boss involved.
Fuck no! We're not dragging Ty fucking Betteridge into our plans, Chris. I don't care how evil the extra evil Ty is, that doesn't mean we get to talk to normal evil Ty about him.
I mean, that was going to be the plan all along. I told you I wanted to report evil Ty in hopes that they would give us a reward, but you were too busy telling me about your plan to steal the super nuke.
Yes, exactly. Fuck telling Ty. Let's do that instead. Let's steal the super nuke.
That sounds like a great way to get caught by Ty and end up spending the rest of our lives as medical experiments.
Ugh, fine. All right, we'll do it your way. But I'm bringing the rocket launcher.
Of course you are.
And you can't stop me because I have a rocket launcher. See? It's a perfect system.
Do you want to come with us, Edgar? It would be nice to have another level head in there with me.
I'll come with you. I think diplomacy might work better on Ty than a rocket launcher.
Not with that attitude. Listen, if things go sideways, and I mean when they go sideways, you'll be glad that someone was smart enough to bring their trusty rocket launcher with them.
My, my, this is quite the inversion, isn't it? Normally, I'm the one strong-arming you into an interrogation room. Well, you have my attention. How can I help you?
We needed somewhere that we could talk in private.
You know the drill, Betteridge. Better start talking to my associates here before this rocket launcher starts it off for you.
Good cop, bad cop, I see. Not to offer advice, but you're maybe a bit too forward with the threats of violence, Marissa. Perhaps start by offering a plupus bloom. Maybe a marrow flavor one. I've got one right here. Would you like one?
I'm pretty sure it's not a real rocket launcher. It says replica on the back.
Do not contradict me in front of the enemy, Chris.
I am not your enemy, Marissa. Look, it sounds like you need my help, and I am more than happy to provide it to you. So why don't we start at the beginning? It's a very good place to start. Why did you bring me here?
Ty, do you remember a few days ago when you told me to make sure that the greenhouse was locked up when I left? You said there was an increased security risk and that I should be on high alert.
Ugh, of course I remember that day. You may have only received one warning about an increased security risk, but I received the same warning over and over again that day. My inbox was practically useless because it was filled with warnings. It was incessant.
Do you remember the conversation that we had?
I do remember the conversation. I keep track of every conversation that I have in order to reduce what you call propagation. My mind palace is impeccable. You know, ever since I started working here, I have never made a mistake.
Other than the warning, there was one other thing that we talked about. Do you remember what it was?
Let's see. Yes, you were wearing shorts. Silly Chris. You know that you can't wear shorts on the job. Not only does that violate the compound dress code, but it is inadvisable for anyone working inside the greenhouse. It might be hot in there, but you should not ever, ever, ever wear shorts. Especially with spindly little legs like those. There are all kinds of insects and thorn bushes and who knows what else. Well, I suppose you do know what else, since that's your job. But it's not worth getting your legs all cut up and bitten and whatnot just to be a little bit cooler, is it?
Okay, cool. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. This is the same Ty that told me to lock up the greenhouse. He pointed out my shorts, and I went back to my apartment and changed into my pants. Evil Ty only saw me in my pants.
Which is a stupid fucking rule, just by the way. If it's hot outside, then I'm wearing shorts. Skies out, thighs out, them's the rules.
We're in Latvia, Marissa. It gets much hotter in Old Brush Valley. If it gets over 38 degrees this summer, we can renegotiate.
I don't trust anyone that uses Celsius.
And I don't trust anyone that uses pants in place of trousers. Look, it's simply the more logical system. There is the obvious starting point of it being 0 at water freezing and 100 at water boiling. It makes a lovely little scale. And yes, you may say, oh, but the 60s are cool, the 70s are nice, the 80s are hot, the 90s are boiling, but it's just the same for us. But we do 10 to 15 is cool, 15 to 20 is okay, 20 to 25 is nice and warm, 25 to 30 is getting a little bit higher, above 30 is just, it's too hot. I know, I know this, but it just makes things all nice and compact. Yes? It's also very suitable for science, so much more suitable for science than Fahrenheit is. And the fact that the rest of the world does it, a little bit like month, day, year, that stupid system that you have in the States. If you want my honest opinion, I think we should all be using Kelvin, which is the same scale as Celsius, just shifted down by -273.15 degrees. Because that's absolute zero. That's where everything stops. There is no energy in the system whatsoever. And we start there, at zero. But yeah, that makes room temperature about 300 degrees, which sounds just a little bit too scary. So that's why I think Celsius is probably the best way.
100 Celsius is the temperature that water boils at. It makes everything more convenient in the kitchen.
Yes, well, what were we talking about again? Surely you didn't bring me here to extol the virtues of Celsius.
Well, rumor has it there's an evil Ty on the loose. Even more evil than you.
There's no such thing as an evil Ty. We're all the same person. That's the only way that the compound systems work. We have to all be in sync, and we are. With some rare outlying exceptions.
I think this might be one of the exceptions, Ty.
After you told me to lock up the greenhouse, another Ty told me to leave my keys on the desk when I left for the night. I thought it was still you, so I didn't think anything of it. I just thought your instructions changed. But it's clear to me that something's going on.
Chris, I would never ask you to leave your keys on the desk.
Right, that's what I thought was strange.
We want to see what happens in the greenhouse that night. Do you think that you could lead us into the trunk, Ty? There should be security cameras in there, and those cameras should have what we are looking for.
Your greenhouse, your responsibility, Ty. Your grass, your ass, or else it's your ass that's grass, and it won't be because of me. Better take us to the trunk so we can figure all this shit out and get it over with.
It would be better for everyone if this rogue Ty got apprehended. For all we know, they could want to hurt base.
Fine. I'll take you to the trunk. You will show me where and when you encountered this evil Ty. And you will not tell a soul that I brought you down there, do you understand?
Absolutely.
My lips are sealed.
Yeah, let's go already. Fatty Joe.
All right, Chris, is that the correct time that you left work the evening that you saw this supposed evil Ty?
Yep, that looks right to me.
Ah, yes, there you are, wearing trousers just like I asked you to.
Teacher's pet.
From here, I can set it to fast forward and to stop whenever the camera detects movement. There we go. Just need to wait a little bit. Anyone for Flimbobble? Oh, no, there's the movement. You really shouldn't have left your keys on the desk, Chris. We were bombarded with alerts all day. I'll have to change protocol after this to ensure it never happens again. I should have been more stern with you when I told you to lock up. But you're a good employee and I wanted to be a good boss. And I was already chastising you about the dress code and...
Yeah, you're a great boss. Jesus. Fast forward already. I want to see the culprit.
There he is.
No fucking way. Is that Mikey?
That's my Mikey bear. Or an iteration of him, at least.
Why would Mikey want something out of the greenhouse?
I don't know. He never said anything to me about it. I didn't even know that the greenhouse existed until today.
Ty, do you think that we can use this information to figure out why he went in there?
I'll have to talk to Tracing.
No. Mm-mm. We are not involving anyone else. This stays between us.
I can vouch for the iteration that runs Tracing. Don't tell Kaz, but he is a good friend of mine. I can get him to do a trace in confidence. He'll give us the coordinates so that we can figure out what happened that night ourselves. Nobody else has to know.
Okay. But if this gets out to the rest of the Ties, you know what's gonna happen?
You're going to shoot me with a rocket launcher.
I'm gonna shoot you with the rocket launcher.
This has been Woebegone. The voice of Chance was Taylor Michaels. You can check him out in The Grotto. The voice of Marissa Ng was Michelle Can. Check them out on Twitter at FSWrites. The voice of Edgar was Jeremy Infinger. Check out his podcast, The Storage Papers. And the voice of Ty Betteridge was David Ault. Check out his podcast, Shadows at the Door, or go to davidault.co.uk for more. Thanks for playing.
Marissa, I thought you used to live in Hong Kong. Don't they use Celsius there?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Mike Walters gave me brain worms. Left is like bleft, but... Did I just say left is like bleft? Bleft is like left. It's all the same. Bleft is left is bleft. Hi. This is Chance from the hip podcast Woebegone. Have you ever gotten your left and right confused? Well, now there's a third, and it's called bleft. Fuck you! Who knows what it means?
So you wanna be a hero, kid? Well, whoop-de-doo.
Oh, I love seeing that there's a tie line with list five reasons why, Dylan, you absolute bastard.
If it gets over 38 degrees this summer, we can renegotiate. Basically, Woebegone scripts from now on are just going to be challenges from you to list. For me to list everything, aren't they? Yeah. That's fair enough.
So, fun language facts. Sifu, like when Marissa says, Sifu. Sifu is like master, right? Or teacher. So if you do like kung fu, like kung fu, you'll probably call the teacher Sifu. Because like it's, you know, like how karate you got sensei. And like in Mandarin, the equivalent is shifu, but it's also, if you're taking a taxi, then like you call the taxi driver sifu. Like you're not calling him boss or anything. This is what you say. It's like a polite term. You say sifu. I completely forgot about sifu also being for taxi drivers until I was double checking with my dad, and he also mentioned that the taxi thing. I was like, oh shit, it's brilliant, it's perfect. So there you go. Alright, Edgar, here's the skinny. Chris has spent the last several weeks fucking around in a fake forest inside the outside of the inside of the compound. In the inside. Fake forest in the inside. In a fake forest on the inside of the outside.
I forgot to put myself in this episode. That's my blooper. Whoops.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.